Ellie, welcome. Tell me, you're just getting out of the car and you've got your family in the car, so we'll keep it very short. This is not the life of a performer that I expected, you know.
I know. I really need the nanny in the car, don't I? And it needs to be a limousine, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
So can I, because, you know, you can't actually physically see me, so how about we embellish and say, yes, I've got the au pair in the car and the chauffeur, so I've just stepped out so that the noise of the children don't interfere with this interview.
Well, given the last time I saw you, which is I am showing my age, it was Tell Me on a Sunday, which was some time ago.
I would
have expected that.
My goodness, Tell Me on a Sunday. Now, then we're talking like 15 years ago, 16 years ago.
Right.
It's incredible. And it's so funny because at my rehearsal last night, these concerts I'm doing here in Wellington, I looked over at Reuben Bradley, who's playing drums, and I went, oh, Reuben, I'm feeling so nostalgic because you played drums, of course, for my season at Circus Theatre. And he says, and I was talking about how I was like, 25 or something like that. And he said, far out, how old would he have been? You know, we were discussing, he would be like 18.
Oh,
and it's
Lord.
Just fantastic. You know, that's the lovely thing about the music industry and just theatre is catching up with people that you did work with, you know, those many moons ago. And it's just beautiful. So I'm surrounded in lots of musos for this weekend like that I've worked with in the past a lot.
Well, isn't that funny? Because I was talking to Reuben yesterday about his Mantis project. He didn't mention that.
Gorgeous. Oh, isn't that amazing? Yes, because Drew Menzies, he used to play double bass for me, and he is incredible. He used to do a lot of gigs with me and Reuben, and we used to work separately. You know, I used to work with him on other ones. So, it's just amazing, isn't it? So, lovely, Reuben.
Wellington's such a small universe, isn't it?
Well, it is, really. And, you know, I moved away from Wellington 4 years ago to live in Christchurch. And so that's another thing that's so special about coming back to Wellington, you know, to do these gigs, is I can touch base with all those musicians that I used to work with, so I don't lose touch with them.
Mm.
So it's quite lovely doing that, spreading myself out.
Well, how are you finding Christchurch? Because the city's just sort of picking itself up now, isn't it?
Well, it is, really. But you know what? 2 years ago when it all happened, one of the first institutions that got themselves up and cranking again was the Court Theatre.
Yes,
and I work a lot at the Court, and I in fact performed in the very first production they did in the Shed, which is, you know, what they call the new Court Theatre now.
Yes.
It's a great, you know, big great shed that they've done up. $4.5 million it cost to do up into this new theatre, and it's amazing. It seats 400, but still has the intimacy of the old Court at the Arts Centre. So I was really lucky last year. I did 3 back to back. Shortcut to Happiness, where I played a Russian folk dancing theatre, and it was a lot of fun. And then I did Side by Side by Sondheim, and then Calendar Girls, getting the gear off in Calendar Girls. So,
I missed that one.
Oh, I had bums to hide all my private bits, so that was a bit of fun. And then I did Greece just recently, where I played Miss Lynch. I was the dragon of a teacher. So that was fun too.
Well, you're the ultimate actor, actress. You can sort of fit in anything, can't you? You can be wrinkly and you can be grumpy and you can be young and you can be this jazz singer figure that you now are.
Yeah. Well, my new album, this double album I've done, Naughty and Nice, which I recorded about 2 months ago, and I'm taking to New York next month, which is exciting. And
now you're just showing off.
Yeah, just going off, just at the Metropolitan Room, which was voted best jazz cabaret club in New York last year. So that's all very exciting. But with this album, I sort of thought, gosh, what am I going to do for my second album? I'm so eclectic in my taste. You know, I do like sort of wearing the sexy hat, and I like wearing the, you know, that romantic hat. And so I thought, okay, I'll do a double album. So one CD's naughty songs, and one CD is nice songs.
Aww.
So there's something for everyone. I sing a bit in French. You know, I do a whole lot. So I'm really excited by this new album. I feel like it covers all my bases.
So we're going to see this tonight and tomorrow night at, you're doing it in a nice place though.
Yes.
It's up at Alton Paul's, aren't you?
Yeah, nice place, absolutely. So I hope they don't mind a little bit of raunchiness with the band, which also includes Roger Fox, which will be just yummy, 7-piece band. So tonight we're doing it at Southwood Theatre, and we're setting it up like a cabaret setting, so people can take, you know, their bottles of wine in that they buy from the bar there and just have that relaxed atmosphere, which, you know, New York has a lot of venues like that. And I think we need more of those in New Zealand, don't we? Where
you can
sit and eat. And
you could come up in the organ, you know, where it rises from the orchestra pitch. You can...
Ah!
Alive.
Yes, all of that, and my slinky dress. That's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, but there you go. There's an idea. You must.
Yeah. All right. I will indeed. I will. So yes, that's tomorrow night at Olsen Paul. So yes, that will be lovely. It's a beautiful setting, and I think with having a full band like that will be just, oh my goodness, the acoustics will be divine.
Yes, it certainly will be. So it's a 7-piece that's going to be in the Olsen Paul's as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Ooh, lovely.
Yes.
Lovely. Now, what kind of material are you doing? You're doing your own material or somebody else's? Or?
No, they're all everybody else's. So it ranges from Jacques Brel, right through to Chicago, If You Leave Me Now. Remember that from 1976?
Yeah, I've been trying to block it out.
Now. Yeah, no, I love that. I love that song. It's one of my favourites, and I wanted to do a new treatment of it. So it's new treatments of a lot of songs, even Big Spender. I have a dirty song about going to the dentist and saying I've got a cavity that needs filling, and he says, okay, open up wide. So there's, you know, some really lovely little innuendo songs like that.
Yes, okay.
Handyman, you know,
yes.
He greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle, and he chops my meat. So there's those sorts of ones.
Okay.
Yeah. And then songs like Songbird, which, you know, very well known that Eva Cassidy sang, which is actually a Christine McVie song from Fleetwood Mac. So, it's a whole range.
Oh, well, that should be good. That should be a lovely evening. What time is it starting tomorrow night?
7:30.
Oh,
that's
good. Yeah, at both venues. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a perfect time. You've just got time to get the babysitter sorted and you can walk
down.
Oh,
yes.
Well.
Yeah, get the heated hair rollers in while I'm trying to bath the boys. I tell you, it's very glamorous. Oh, no, that's right. I've got the au pair, haven't I, in the limousine. That's right. Sorry, yes.
Of course. You'll be, you're still eating cat food in the back seat with the champagne, though.
Yes, exactly.
That is wonderful. Well, we'll definitely look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. The whole of all the Grooves listeners are going to be there, so you better book another show.
Oh, you think so? All right, then I'll make sure I'll do that the minute I hang up from this call. Lovely, I'll do that.
That will be wonderful. Well, break a leg for that one.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been lovely chatting to you.
If you can't make your mind up, and I don't want to wind up being parted, broken hearted. So if you really love me, say yes. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me. Perhaps.